thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
Keep pushing through it, and you'll make it through the day.
No matter how bad things get, life is beautiful, and things will always be better. Everything is worth it.
Scared? Alone? Unsure of what's to come? This podcast is for our brothers and sisters who struggle with homelessness. Join us on this journey to improve our mental health, to challenge what's possible, to become who we are. Let's ignite hope one spark at a time and set our dreams on fire.
Welcome back to all of our friends in the Street Strong community. Your host, Tommy Sardi here. We are so happy to have each and every one of you today. We have new listeners in Thailand. We have new listeners in Hong Kong and Turkey and Peru. We are so grateful to have you on board. Welcome to our community. Before we go into this podcast episode about canned fish, and if that sounds boring to you, you are sorely mistaken. It's going to be one of our most exciting episodes. And before we go into that, I want to talk about what Street Strong is all about. What is this podcast about? For the new folks that are here, what can you expect? What do we stand for? Well, let me tell you something. This is not just a podcast. It's a community of people around the country, around the world, who want to lift homeless people up and empower them to reclaim their lives. And we look at that issue through a mental health lens. All of our episodes in some way relate to mental health and how we can empower each other to live the best kinds of lives that we can. And so you're joining a community that, quite frankly, is in a lot of need for community, right? Community is so rare these days. It's so hard to come by these days. And so you're in the right place if you're even looking for community. Because what we need to do together as a community is create solutions for this stuff, right? Homelessness has never been so dire of a situation, right? You got great people who couldn't afford to stay in their homes anymore. Rent is too damn high all over the world. And, you know, people are getting laid off. It can be pretty challenging out there. And so what happens is when folks don't have a safety network or a support network, they often end up in the street. And I meet people like that every Friday when I volunteer for the folks on Skid Row in Los Angeles, California. I'm a mental health nurse practitioner. I huddle with those folks every Friday and try to troubleshoot some of their mental health concerns. And so this podcast is about having conversations. How can we empower the homeless community to reclaim their lives? And how do we do that through the lens of mental health? And we really need you. We need each and every one of you who are listening to this today to roll up your sleeves and communicate, right? Email me at streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you want to be a guest on the podcast, if you want to talk about homelessness, maybe your struggle, if you want to talk about ideas that you have to empower folks who are homeless, whether it's through mental health or other means, please, you're welcomed on the podcast. We'd be super excited to have you. And also what your best practices are, right? What does your homeless shelter look like? What is working for you? What are some creative ideas that we could pool together as a community? There's nowhere else that I can see on the internet where people can share ideas as it relates to homelessness and mental health. And we need to share those ideas like a family, right? We all got to sit at the dinner table together and talk. And that's what we're going to do. And so that's what this community is about. So please email me at streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com. There's also my website, streetstrong.life. I'm very proud of not going .com. I went .life, and that was more out of necessity because the .com was more expensive, but it's .life, and I feel like that's memorable. So visit our website, email me, would love to have you on and hear your ideas. So let's move on to the content of this episode. Oh, I'm excited. So canned fish, and my apologies in advance for people who are not very interested in fish, although I do have a little recommendation for you if you're not a fish fan. But it really struck me, you know, since I was little, I've been eating canned tuna. I love canned tuna. I'll eat it out of the can. I'll put mayo or Greek yogurt in the in the canned tuna. I'll put it on crackers. I'll add relish. I love that. I could, you know, if I was in prison, I could eat canned tuna every day of the week. I think it's delicious. And so I want to talk about canned fish because there are some explosive benefits to canned fish and how it relates to the homeless community specifically, how it relates to your unique struggles and how this can really empower you. Now, before I begin, I do want to say, please, if you have access to one, consult a dietitian, right? This is not medical advice. This is not nutritional advice. These are just perspectives that I'm sharing. It's information I'm sharing. What you do with it is up to you. And I do trust that you're able to use this information responsibly. You huddle with the folks in the homeless shelter, your case managers, your social workers, your doctors, your medics. Focus on your health. Ask the right questions and consult a professional before you make any major changes in your diet, okay, to make sure that this is right for you. Now, for the folks who are not able to do that, and there are many on Skid Row who don't have access to a doctor, they don't have access to a ton of professionals and all this other stuff, or an internet connection, it's just hard to come by. I'm trying to just give out some useful information. So here are about five reasons why canned fish is a game changer for mental health, particularly in the homeless population. Well, the first big drum roll. I don't have a drum roll sound effect, but the first major benefit is that it's cheap. Canned fish is cheap, and it is stupid cheap. I mean, you go to the store these days, you go to a coffee shop these days, and a vanilla latte is like $30, okay? And that doesn't even include the tip. You're supposed to tip the folks making the latte before they make it. Now, that's a whole other conversation. However, canned fish is really cheap. I'm on Walmart's website. This is not an endorsement of any kind. I just was curious what canned fish is priced at. And you got sardines that are $1.07. I don't know anything anymore these days that's $1.07. I'd imagine you go to the grocery store and a bounce ball is not even $1.07. I used to buy them for 10 cents out of the bounce ball machine. I don't even know if they're still making bounce balls anymore. My point is $1.07 is nothing. It's nothing. Now, you might be saying, well, Tommy, that's bananas. I mean, who cares? It's sardines. It's a dollar. I could get Funyuns for a dollar. You could. The Funyuns cause heart attacks. Now, you can erase that from your mind. I don't think they actually cause heart attacks. I don't know that, but they're not exactly my idea of a healthy food. Sardines are healthy, and we're going to go into why that is in a moment. But I'm looking at Walmart, and you know, you even have sardines in tomato sauce. You have pink salmon for $2.14. Pink Alaskan pink salmon. This is not pink salmon that was fetched out of a pond somewhere. This is pink salmon from Alaska. You've got an 8-pack of Beach Cliff fish steaks and in soybean oil, crab meat for $2.94. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I probably wouldn't start with the smoked oysters if you're not a seafood person. It took me like a decade to warm up to an oyster, and I'm still trying my best. The point is, my friends, is that canned fish is dirt cheap. And another reason that it's such a magical resource for homeless folks is that it's also portable. You could take it anywhere. They're small. I mean, you could stuff probably 30 cans of tuna in a backpack. I mean, it's a lot. You might even be able to stuff more than that in a backpack. And a lot of my friends on Skid Row, they don't have a lot of space. They are on the go. They're on a couch one day. They're in a tent the next day. It's rough out there. And so you need something that you can take with you at all times. And that's really a wonderful thing because a lot of these cans, you just pop them open. You know, they have that little clip at the top and you pop them open. You don't need an oven. You don't need a microwave. You just pop it open and you go, and it's cheap. And so why not, right? Why not? Because it beats having to walk into a dangerous part of town for a bag of Doritos that is only going to make you hungrier after you eat them. And so this is just such a big deal. Now, again, you might be saying, why, Tommy, why should I eat canned fish when I have all these other options, right? I can eat oh my God. I mean, I could get a cheeseburger from McDonald's. I could get McFlurry. I could get chicken nuggets. I get it. But as you will find out shortly, what you eat determines your mental health. What you don't eat determines your mental health. And when the stakes are high and you're on the street and things can get dangerous and you need every ounce of energy to just focus and survive and watch for threats and apply for housing, right? And just walking from one secure site to the next so you have a place to sleep, you need all the energy, the clarity, the perseverance that you could possibly get. And so let's not squander that on a bag of Doritos, right? We can't do that. We can't afford that. We got to lift each other up. So that's why we're harping on the canned fish. And this only gets more exciting. This only gets more exciting. I'd say get your popcorn ready, but I could just hear all of you opening up a can of crab meat right now. Woo. Oh, this is going to be fun. So it's cheap, it's portable, and you know, I did a little research and most of these fish cans they're good for about 5 years, as long as you store them in a cool, dark place. Now, definitely check the expiration date. Make sure it doesn't expire on your watch. But 5 years is pretty incredible because if I caught a fish right now out of the Pacific Ocean, it'd be good for like a day. Okay. And I would probably throw it out after that because fish starts to smell quickly. But in a can, it's preserved in salt and oil. Olive oil and store tomatoes, and it can be good for 5 years. So I highly recommend that as far as how cheap it is and how portable it is, it's an incredible idea. Okay. It's also versatile, right? We talked about how you can bring it everywhere, and that's true. But there's a lot of different dishes you can make. I'm linking up a website in the notes here, the show notes here, so that you can look at, there's many different recipes that you can make with canned fish. There's actually restaurants in LA, hoity-toity restaurants that I sure as hell can't afford. And they're serving canned fish, like, you know, in all these really amazing ways. So it's versatile. You can do a lot with it. You can make pastas with it. You can make salads with it. I encourage everybody to share recipes on my email address. What kind of fish recipes work for you in your shelter? Because there's a lot you can do to actually make this better than just eating out of a can. I have cans of sardines downstairs, anchovies. Everybody has their own favorite. You know, I think tuna is probably the best if you're starting out to eat canned fish. Tuna's pretty, I think it's the closest thing to chicken, quite frankly. But yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting. So the first rule or the first reason to pursue, you know, to pursue canned fish is that it's cheap, it's portable, and it's versatile. And you can find it anywhere. You could find it at 7-Eleven. You could find it at gas stations. You could find it at any grocery store. It'll always be there for you to grab. You can save money on it. You can take it anywhere. Bam. Exciting stuff. Now, the second reason that it's a game changer for mental health and for the homeless is that canned fish has a boatload of protein. Now, we could dedicate a year to just talking about protein and what it does and why we need it. But I will say a couple things. Every organ in your body, okay, depends on protein to do its thing, right? How you get protein in your diet, those are the building blocks to make everything else in your mind and in your body. If you want dopamine so you can focus and feel motivated, if you want serotonin so you can feel less anxious and nervous and your mood can get better, if you want strong muscles and you want to be able to walk throughout the day and not feel bone tired, you need enough protein. Protein are the building blocks to make our bodies and minds work on a daily basis. And we need enough of it to feel really good. Okay. And canned fish is loaded with protein. And that's amazing because your body's going to run more optimally. It's going to run better. And on top of that, protein makes you full for longer. And we all know that when you're homeless, it's not always easy to get a meal. And you spend a lot of days not necessarily being able to eat all of the time. And even if you know there's a shelter, even if you know there's a place that has a hot meal down the street, you might be too tired to even go there. You know, there's all kinds of things. It might be in a dangerous area. So being full as long as possible is really important. It's really important so we don't waste money on snacks that just make us hungrier. A lot of that processed food actually makes us hungrier. It doesn't even really help us. It doesn't make us, you know, feel any better. We feel kind of sluggish and tired after we eat it. We get hungrier throughout the day. We actually eat more calories throughout the day, and it doesn't help us, right? Why spend all that money on processed potato chips or ice cream? Why spend all that money when it's not even going to help us feel better? You know, life is hard enough when we're homeless. Why do we need to eat something that makes us feel even worse? And so when the stakes are high and we're looking for housing and we're looking to get sober and we're looking to find a safe place to be at the end of the night, we've got to make sure what we're putting in our bodies is going to actually lift us up and grow and honor our sacred lives, our short lives that we have on earth together. We got to make sure we're treating our bodies good. So this is a spiritual idea too, right? It's not just nutritional, it's spiritual, right? Treating our bodies with respect, treating our limited time on earth with respect. And so choosing foods that might not taste as good as Blue Bunny ice cream, but they make us feel better, more whole. And so protein is one of the ways to chase that. It's loaded with protein, and we definitely need that. There's also tons of nutrients that are really important in canned fish. That's the third reason that this is so beneficial, right? One of those nutrients is vitamin D. Vitamin D is so important, right? It's so important for your immune system. It helps you prevent you from getting really sick with the flu, maybe even with COVID, right? There's some studies to support that. But when you're out there on the street, it's, you know, you're a heck of a lot more likely to get the flu, to get some kind of communicable disease. You often sleep in areas where there's many people, there's drug use at times. So, you know, worrying about your immune system is normal given the circumstances. And so vitamin D is so important, and that's in our canned fish. It will boost your immune system. It will help with inflammation, right? So inflammation, again, probably another topic down the road, but it's a huge deal nowadays. Our air is polluted, and in our foods, there's all kinds of chemicals that make our bodies just not feel very well. And so, you know, an anti-inflammatory like vitamin D, which helps with inflammation, it kind of puts all the fires out in our bodies and helps us feel a little bit better, right? Canned fish has vitamin B12. Well, vitamin B12 is really important to make red blood cells and make your nerves function, right? To the ability to repair your cells and make you feel more lively inside. It prevents anemia, right? It prevents you from feeling sluggish. It allows you to helps kind of send oxygen around your blood and your body to make sure you're feeling really good. And that's so important when you're in a stressful environment, like the kinds of environments we see with homelessness. So darn important. There's choline. Choline's another nutrient in fish. And, you know, it supports a healthy nervous system, healthy metabolism. Again, all the things we need to really make sure we're up and running and at our best. For brain development, choline is really key, right? So to be able, so that we can focus. There's so much. It's so hard already for my friends on Skid Row to focus, right? They're stressed out. They're surrounded by threats and having to worry about their safety. And so having a mind that is functioning well and it's being treated right with the right fuel is so important when you're out there in the elements. So anyway, I hope you appreciate just how many good, those are just a few of the vitamins and nutrients that really come with the tin, if you will, right? With canned fish. And they're so important. Now, the big one, the huge one, maybe the biggest one, are the omega-3 fatty acids in fish. And omega-3s are the oil that keeps your engine running smoothly. Our brain is mostly made up of fat. And omega-3s are fatty acids that allow our brain cells to communicate with each other better. It allows us, our minds, to stay sharp. It allows our neurons in our brain to carry messages with more clarity. And so that's so important when you're homeless, because again, the stakes are really high. And if you have anything that can help kind of calm some of your nerves and elevate your mood and just keep things running smoothly, omega-3s are such an important part of that. And let's be honest, if you're homeless, you're not going to go out there and supplement with omega-3s. Who's going to buy a supplement? If you've got, you know, $150 a month and that's all you've got for SNAP, you know, you're not going to go out there and use and get an omega-3 supplement necessarily. You got to eat. You got to do your thing. And so getting your omega-3s for your brain and for your heart, right? That's how you get them. You get them through canned fish. It helps keep your skin nice and moisturized. It helps clean out your liver a little bit. It helps improve sleep even. There's some studies on that. And again, sleep is so sacred and it's so difficult for folks struggling with homelessness. So omega-3s, just remember that omega-3s are like the oil to our engines in our brains, and it's very important. And again, I just can't emphasize this enough. If you're homeless, a lot of you folks, my friends on Skid Row, they can't afford to see doctors. They're not linked up with doctors. They can't attend appointments. They're too far out of town. They're not connected to those things. And so what are you going to do? You can't take medicine. You can't see a doctor. And you want to feel better. And we all know a lot of folks on Skid Row, they go to drugs and that's how they feel better. Well, there's better ways to feel than doing drugs. We've talked about that in other episodes. But, you know, drugs might feel good for 20 seconds and then they enslave you for the rest of your life. You're always chasing that high. You're in withdrawal. It doesn't feel good. But when you eat something that really nourishes your mind and body, it makes you feel accomplished. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel empowered and ready to tackle your day. That's what we want to do here. Now, I will say, as we wrap things up here, to avoid or look out for, you know, if you have high blood pressure or heart issues, try to look for the canned fish that has lower sodium. You might want to look for canned fish that is canned in water instead of olive oil if you're looking for your calories and you want to make sure you're managing your calories and watching your weight. Again, talk to a nutritionist if you find one, a doctor, get some professional guidance on this before you make any radical changes. But just look out for that. And, you know, there are some mercury levels in fish that are all over the media. We've heard about that before. I attached a little link to the show notes for you to look at because certain fish are known to have higher quantities of mercury in them. They're usually the feeder fish like marlin and shark, tilefish. I didn't even know that was a fish until 30 minutes ago. But, you know, look out for some of the fish with the higher mercury levels. You know, always look at product labeling to kind of have an idea of what you're looking at. The fish that seem to be lowest in mercury are anchovies and mackerel and sea bass and butterfish and catfish and crab, some oysters. So get a look at that. Now, there are some tunas, too, that are very low. Again, you want to really look at the label and talk to a professional. But I'm really excited for this episode. I think this is a game changer. It's simple. I encourage volunteers out there to call homeless shelters, introduce them to this podcast episode, see what their thoughts are, start the dialogue. You know, I love getting an email, some information, and you could share your recipes via my email, and I'll share the recipes on the next podcast of canned fish recipes that are creative and fun and that we can actually enjoy together. That'd be really fun. So send me a recipe if you have one out there or you have ideas about, you know, how we can make this more of a really, you know, spread awareness about this, because we need to pick things that empower folks with their energy and their mental health and that are cheap and portable and easy. And we've got to talk more about stuff like this because our resources are limited in on the streets. We've got to think smart. I know we can do that. Hey, thank you to each and every one of you who tuned in today. Each and every one of you as a listener is really treasured. And I'm so grateful for all of the great feedback I've gotten from you guys and all the hard work you're doing out there. Keep expanding the community. Let every homeless shelter out there know about the work that we're doing together and what we can continue to do. If you have recommendations for podcast episodes, please let me know. And also, please don't forget to rate and comment on Apple podcast reviews. That really helps us the most move this forward and spread awareness. So please rate and review on Apple. Thank you guys so much. Have a really wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for tuning in to Street Strong. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Street Strong. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with every single person you know who is struggling with homelessness. And remember that famous line from Mr. Rogers: when the day turns into night and you're way beyond my sight, I'll think of you.